It's only been 2 years since we last heard that a large number of periodic cicadas would be emerging from the ground, congregating on tree branches and singing their distinctive mating calls. This year, there's news that more will be coming out again in the next few days. But wait, aren't they only supposed to come up every 13 or 17 years? As it turns out, there are 15 different groups or broods of these periodic cicadas, and they all emerge at different times. It's a biological phenomenon in eastern North America. So to find out more, we called NC State University entomologist Clyde Sorensen. So, Professor Sorensen, why does it seem like we get these cicadas all the time?
In North Carolina, as it turns out, we have 7 or 8 different broods. And so I guess 7 or 8 years out of 17, you can find cicadas someplace in North Carolina. So if you have cicadas in your yard this year, even though there may be cicadas coming out in another brood 2 years from now in your general area, you probably won't have them coming out in your yard.
And so we may see 17-year cicadas again before 17 years passes from this year, but we're not going to see this brood of the 17-year cicadas.
This brood, so each one of these broods, in science we say they have a parapatric distribution, which means that the distributions don't overlap between the broods. But within a year, within a brood, if you happen to have a house that's located in a population of these things, for you the experience is probably going to be pretty much the same, because there'll be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, or sometimes even more, of these things coming out of the ground per acre in such a simultaneous fashion. It's actually something worth going and trying to find to experience, because it's just really, really an impressive thing to experience.
What about it, mostly the sound?
The sound, you'll see dozens of them, or sometimes hundreds of them, hanging off of a single branch on a tree. They have one species in particular has some really bizarre behavior. So the males chorus together, so they sing together, and they intermittently stop, and everybody changes places. And it's sort of like a giant game of musical chairs that you can watch up in the trees. So, and when you're in the middle of them, you're not going to hear very much else besides cicadas. They have these beautiful ruby red eyes, and so they're pretty striking animals when you see them.
And they also sound different.
Right. So each one of the species has a distinct call. Actually, you can distinguish them pretty readily. So one of them has this kind of high-pitched whining sound, almost like a fire engine siren, kind of a wah, 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 wah. And another one has a sound or a call that's much more a series of clicks with a trill at the end.
So you're saying if people in Charlotte do come across these, don't throw a bunch of insecticide at them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So these insects are completely harmless. Absolutely, completely harmless. The biggest threat they might pose to us is that the females lay their eggs by sawing a little slit into the twigs on trees. And typically the twig beyond that dies. And so you'll see where there are large populations, you'll see a lot of these little twigs, dead twigs, hanging sort of like little forlorn flags off the ends of branches. But apart from that, these periodic cicadas cause no damage whatsoever. They're completely harmless. They actually ought to be something that people appreciate rather than fear.
So you've got to be getting pretty excited that this is coming.
Well, yeah, it's fun. I had a large time with the 13-year brood that came out 2 years ago. We had several populations not too far from Raleigh, and I spent a lot of time in the woods taking pictures and studying them and bringing them home and watching them emerge from their nymphal skins and metamorphose into the adult. And so, yeah, it's a pretty neat thing.
Do you kind of like that there's still so much unknown about cicadas?
Oh, absolutely. We've been studying insects as a scientific discipline for a few hundred years now. We've been studying natural history for a couple thousand years, and it's kind of reassuring and endlessly fascinating to me that we still have so many things we don't know. The last thing I would say is, if you are fortunate enough to find yourself amongst them, that you ought to relish the experience, enjoy it, and ponder exactly what's going on and how truly bizarre and truly wonderful that is.
Professor, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.